Local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Mindy Gould, live at KZHC Studios for Harney County Live right now.
Good morning and welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is BLM Public Affairs Lady, Tara Thistle. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. Kind of had a quick cancellation due to emergency situations. So thank you so much for coming in. You are here actually not just to speak about the BLM Public Affairs. You're here to, I asked you to come in to speak about the Wild Horse Corrals. Can you talk a little bit about what exactly they are? Lots of people see them when they drive past them. A lot of people don't know what they are.
Sure. So the corral facility out there off Highway 20 West, that is an agency holding facility for wild horses that are brought in off the range. It is the only one in Oregon. And so typically we have Oregon horses, but we also receive animals from other states that may have gathered or need holding space and so forth. So we might have animals in there not from Oregon, but it's really just a place to hold horses from the range from the period they come in until the period they go into private care. So while they're in our facility, we prepare them for adoption. You know, we're taking care of them, feed, water, veterinary care as needed, and so forth until they go into private care.
So when you say, you know, prepare them for adoption, are you talking training them, halter breaking them, you know, all of that, lead rope walking, all that kind of stuff?
Right. That would be wonderful. But in this circumstance, preparing for adoption is really just when they come in off the range, we're going to be doing, you know, health inspections. We're going to be aging them and creating a profile, a health ID for our database. And then they're going to receive some vaccinations over a period of 60 days. They're going to receive a freeze mark, which is a cold brand on their neck. And those symbols that you might see on the left side of a wild horse neck correspond to the year the animal was born, the state the animal was prepared in, and then there's a four-digit, you know, ID number, which helps us find that horse in our database.
Wow. So how long do you guys hold the horses?
Yep, that's a great question. It's really actually variable. Some horses have been in there for a few years. Some of them might be in there for a couple of months. It just depends what people are interested in, what kinds of adoption opportunities there are, what other facilities have holding space or are holding an event where we could send animals to. We also put a lot of our horses into youth training programs or even higher level adult training competitions. So there are lots of different opportunities and ways to get a horse into private care. So it really just depends on what the interest is for how long they'll stay.
Now, when you say different adoption opportunities, what do you mean by that?
Right. So 20 or 30 years ago, if you guys had followed the program back then, that adoption opportunity probably feels familiar in being a come and visit us in person and you're going to see these horses live and up close and then you're going to take one home with you. And we might do a satellite adoption, which is where we would haul 10 to 12 horses to Klamath Falls or to the State Fair in Salem. So we used to do a lot of those where we would transport animals to get a little closer to another audience. Probably in the past 10 years, that has just really waned the interest in that. So now we traditionally only do walk-up adoption, which is where you make an appointment with a facility, you come out there, you look around, you say, I like that horse, you fill out your paperwork and meet the requirements, and then you can take the horse home, no competition. Or we do online adoption. So we have a nationwide website, the BLM's Wild Horse Online Corral, and all the states that have horses in their facilities are welcome to put animals up during each period that there's an online auction. And anybody across the United States that's eligible can bid on those horses.
Oh, wow.
So we are able to be much more far-reaching now with the online adoption. So someone in
Florida,
New York or Florida, we have a lot of horses that go to the Southeast. They can have access to horses in Oregon.
Now, you say interest is down. Now, is that just for them coming here and being in person, quote unquote, versus online sales?
I'm not totally sure. I think the interest in adopting in person, maybe for this region or the locale, is probably a little down because, you know, we've saturated a lot of the market right close to us. And it's mm-hmm. been great to be able to, you know, reach out across the states and reach new people. The economy is really different. The market for equines is really different than it was 20 years ago. There's a lot more horses on the market. So I think the interest is really just there's a lot to choose from. And sometimes a wild horse doesn't always fit everybody's bill.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Now, with the adoptions and stuff like that, kind of what is the process of, okay, say I go up there and I want that filly. I want that colt. What is kind of the process?
So the first part of the process is really making sure that you qualify, because not everybody is able or capable of taking home a wild horse. And so the way that we gauge that is just through a simple paper application that you fill out. And the main things that you have to show, you have to give us the address and show us where this animal is going to be at. We ask you to draw or show photos of what kinds of facilities you have. You know, what does your pen space look like? Do you have a shelter? How tall are your fences? What are they made out of? And there's some minimum requirements. You know, each horse has to have a minimum of 400 square feet and access to a shelter. Mm-hmm. If you have a horse that is ungentled and over 18 months, you have to have 6-foot high fences. Mm-hmm. And you can't use barbed wire, hop fence, field fence, those sorts of things. So you have to have something very sturdy. Then we'll ask you to describe what kind of access to feed and water you have, and what trailering you're going to use. A lot of times people will borrow or rent trailers. Mm-hmm. So that's not a huge part of whether or not you're qualified, mm-hmm. but really the facilities, and the feed and water and your ability to take care of the animal is what we look for. So if you meet that qualification, then you are free to pick one out, take it home with you with an appointment.
Love how you throw that in. Now, what's kind of the cost behind it? Where does that money go of the adoption fees?
Sure. So the minimum adoption fee typically is $125 per horse, which sounds like very little, but if you have ever owned a horse or any kind of pet, they're very expensive. Uh-huh. It's really expensive to keep a horse for its lifetime. Yes. So the adoption fee being low is really not that big of a deal. That income, I quote unquote income, it really just goes right back into the program to, you know, help fund other adoptions or transporting animals or, you know, the care that they receive in the facilities. It just goes back into the program for overall management.
Now, how long has this program and these horse corrals been here in Harney County?
So the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro program really kind of started in the 70s when there was the Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act, which was passed by Congress in 1971. And really that act just declared wild horses as a living symbol of the West, and really just mandates the BLM and the Forest Service to protect and manage those herds where they existed at the time of the act. So here in Harney County, we have 18 wild horse herd management areas. One of those is a joint herd management area with the Forest Service. That's Murderers Creek Wild Horse Territory.
Oh, okay.
So that's just what we have here in Harney County. And there are wild horses in the 10 western states. You know, and their populations vary across the landscape from a few hundred to, you know, there's close to 40,000 wild horses in the state of Nevada. And so the corral facility here in Harney County has evolved over the years. We have, you know, we had an arson fire there in the late 90s from an animal activist group, and we were able to rebuild, and we have a really great facility out there now that can hold probably 1,100 animals. Right now, we only have 144 out there, but it's still worth a trip to go out and see what you see.
Now, with the whole arson thing, I mean, the whole animal activists, and you guys aren't injuring or hurting animals up there. You're caring for them, correct?
Sure. There's just a lot of, you know, disagreement in the public about what the right thing to do for the horses is. A lot of people would really like to see them remain on the landscape. And of course, we are going to see them remain on the landscape. We just can't leave them on the landscape with unchecked populations. So there are horses that are always going to have to come off the range if we want to keep, you know, sustainable rangelands and sustainable animal populations.
We need to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about getting the horses, capturing them, why, and the whole nine yards.
You bet.
You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
I don't know this number. I'll answer it anyways. Look at how cute that monkey is. No, it's a Prius. Yum. Baked beans. Single ply toilet paper. Just one and we'll all go home. Life is full of bad choices. Don't make choosing the wrong fuel and propane provider one of them. Speak with Ed Staub & Sons today. 573-2622. Ed Staub & Sons. Energy. Community. Service.
Hello, City of Hinds business owners and residents. Current business licenses expire June 30th. Anyone doing business within Hinds City limits, please make sure you have a current business license. Please contact City Hall at 541-573-2251 to renew or apply for a license. Home-based businesses require a business license as well.
In addition to top-notch services and technology, Harney District Hospital boasts highly trained, licensed medical professionals who are ready to care for you in a friendly, comfortable environment. At Harney District Hospital, you aren't just a number, you are a neighbor receiving quality care from your neighbors. Learn more about the hospital online at harneydh.com. That's harneydh.com. Thank you for choosing Harney District Hospital as your healthcare partner.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC. Here's Mindy Gould.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is Tara Thistle, BLM Public Affairs, and we are talking about the horse corrals. Why capture them? Why capture these wild horses?
Okay, so we talked about the horse corrals being our holding facility for wild horses and burros. We do have burros in Harney County that come off the range and wait to go into private care. And so the reason those horses are coming off the landscape, the big word that we want everybody to think about and remember is sustainability. We want to continue the health of the rangeland and the health of the populations. If you leave animals out there unchecked with no natural predators or, you know, hunting seasons or anything else, they are going to reproduce to a capacity that the range can't sustain. So each herd management area has something called appropriate management level. And so that is basically a range. You know, it could be 30 to 60, it could be 150 to 300. And that's just a low and a high range of the number of horses that land can support in balance with everything else that uses it. And that might vary between the forage that's available, if there's livestock grazing, if there's wildlife, if there's sage grouse habitat. You know, that's gonna vary between herd management area. So we might have the Warm Springs herd management area is 500,000 acres, which sounds enormous. We should be able to fit 40 billion horses on there. But really, if you've been out, you know, in southern Harney County to the Warm Springs area, it's hot and dry and there's not a lot of forage and water out there, which means that's not going to be able to sustain large populations of anything. Mm-hmm. So the AML out there might be lower than people are expecting. So we know that wild horse populations typically double every 4 to 5 years. And so with that knowledge, we know that we need to be removing horses, hopefully to get into the appropriate management level, you know, within that range, hopefully every 4 to 5 years. But, you know, it really depends what the national gather schedule is. Oregon fits on that national gather schedule with the other 10 Western states. And we don't get to gather every single year like we need to, which means there's an overpopulation everywhere.
Wow. So with the gathering and stuff like that, how does that happen? When does that happen?
Right. Okay. So gathers are typically done. So let's talk about helicopter gathering. Mm-hmm. So those are called helicopter drive trap. And that just means they use a helicopter from up in the air to guide horses into a capture or a pen trap. Mm-hmm. We also use bait and water trapping in some of the smaller areas. So it's just like you see, it's just a small pen that might have bait or water in it and the horse walks in and the gate closes. So sometimes that's used in smaller areas where you're only going to be, you know, maybe pulling 12 horses or a few horses over a couple of months. So with the helicopter operations, those are all done under contract, and they're nationally bid. There are only five or so national contractors that do this kind of work.
Wow.
But their responsibilities are really everything from capture to getting them to the facility. So they're responsible for bringing the animals in safely. They're responsible for the sorting and the hauling and all of the pen configurations and all of the staff. So they're responsible for all of that work. And then, of course, we have agency staff that work directly with them to help make sure that they're following the contract and then also ensuring the health and safety of the animals.
Wow. Now, with collecting them, do you bring them all here? Do you disperse them out to other states, catch and release
yep.
with like a tag?
That's a great question. So some of the times we may capture and release some horses. Sometimes we do what's called a catch, treat, and release gather. And those are typically done for applying birth control to mares.
Oh.
So you would catch some, treat them with birth control, and release them back to the range. Sometimes, even if we're not planning a catch, treat, and release, we may end up capturing more horses than we're planning to remove. That way we can have a selection of what we want to leave on the landscape for reproduction, longevity, you know, what we think will do the best out there on the landscape. Anything that is captured will first come to the corral facility here in Hines. And anything that comes into the corral facility is automatically gone through the preparation process. So that means anything that comes through is going to get a freeze mark, and it's going to get a health ID, and it's going to be in the BLM's database. So if you are out on the landscape and you happen to see a wild horse with a freeze mark on its neck, that means that horse did come into the facility, but we chose to send it back out to the range.
Okay. So they don't have ear tags like cattle and
correct.
Collars like
yep.
coyotes. Yeah.
Yeah. They will have a neck tag and an ID number if they're at the facility to help us ID them and then help the public when they're picking them out. But if they've been to the facility and they're going back on the range and they have a freeze mark, you'll know that this is where they've been.
Now, with the adopted ones or the ones that are collected mm-hmm. and not, I mean, you obviously send them back out, some of them, mm-hmm. and depending on whether they're sterile or not, what about the ones that are adopted out? Do you always have them fixed?
That's a great question, too. You did ask earlier, and I don't think I answered, when the horses come into our mm-hmm. facility, a lot of the horses stay there, and we might put them up for adoption on the internet or have somebody walk up and adopt them. We also send horses to other events in other states. They think, we want some Oregon horses. People really like the Oregon horses, so that's always a draw. A lot of times we send horses back east to some of our holding facilities there just for more access to walk-up adoption. There's lots of partnership training programs that we are able to send some horses to, and that gives people the access to a trained animal through those programs. Okay, then you asked me about
sterile
the horses and what we do. Okay, mm-hmm. So anything that comes in the facility that is a male will be gelded, so they will no longer be reproductive. So if it goes into the public, into private care, it's mm-hmm. not a male that can reproduce.
Okay,
the females that come in, they could be pregnant when you adopt them. You might get a 2-for-1 surprise. Uh-huh. And sometimes they might come into the facility and foal out at the corrals, and then we'll have a mare foal pair, or we can wait till that foal is old enough to be a weanling and then adopt them separately. So males always go out as geldings.
Wow. Wow. And even when you're releasing them back into the wild?
Sometimes we will put geldings back into the wild. It doesn't help a ton with population control. I mean, we have a lot of agriculture and ranchers in this community. You know, it only takes one bull to do the job for a very large herd.
Uh-huh.
And that's true with horses, too. So putting geldings out for population control may be a little helpful, but not definitely a long-term solution.
Perfect. Well, we need to take another quick break. And when we come back, talk about the facility and everybody who works up there. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
Howdy, City of Hines residents. Did you know the City of Hines has an RV ordinance? Yes, we do. That ordinance requires anyone staying on your property in an RV to obtain a permit through City Hall. These permits are $15 and are good for 14 days in any 30-day period. Violators will be ticketed and the RV possibly towed. So come on down and get an RV permit for your friends to stay at your house.
You don't have to be a doctor, nurse, or medical professional to work at Harney District Hospital. The hospital employs numerous clerks, assistants, cooks, environmental service workers, and more. In addition to competitive wages, all full and part-time positions offer retirement options, as well as medical, dental, vision, life, and emergency air transportation insurance. Join the hospital team today. Find job listings online at jobs.harneydh.com. That's jobs.harneydh.com.
Nope, I got it right here. Directions on my phone.
Recalculating.
Wait, which turn?
Recalculating. Proceed to route. Recalculating.
Which way? Here we go. Oh, look at this place.
You have reached your destination for great prices, friendly service, and quality product.
Well, we're here at 429 Crane Boulevard. It's Ed Stobbinson's. This place is great. Ed Stobbinson's. Energy, community, service.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is Tara Thistle with the BLM Public Affairs, and we're talking about the Wild Horse Corrals. Before we move on to the facility, I do want to know, does it kind of traumatize the horses, the animal, or burros? I keep forgetting the burros. When it comes to capturing them, moving them, trailering them, shipping them across the states?
Sure. I think that's a great question, and then a lot of people probably have that question and probably have differing opinions on mm-hmm. it. I don't know if I would use the word traumatized, because I know with the wild horses, living in the wild, you have to be very adaptable. You have to be very resilient. Granted, they are not used to people. They are not used to metal. They are not used to the sounds that we hear with trailering or corrals. So those things are different. But I think if you were to come and see a gather or see the horses at the facility, you would realize just how easy it is for them to adjust to their surroundings. So they might, when they come in from the helicopter gather, when the helicopter moves the horses, the pilots, they're not close to the animals. So it's really just the sound that they're hearing that's different. You know, who hears a helicopter? And if you are out there, you'll know it sounds like a very far away mosquito. And so they hear it, and the pilots are very experienced in how the helicopter moves to guide the animals where we want them to go. Mm-hmm. So I think people need to picture that, the helicopter not being right where the animals are until the very last second when they're coming right into the capture site. And then when they're trailered, of course, that's new for them. But we create those situations to be this as safe as possible. So their option is go into this pen and then go into this trailer. They don't have a lot of places where they could, you know, freak out and jump out mm-hmm. and get injured. And the same is true for when they come into the corral facility. It's new and it's different, and it sounds I haven't heard, but there's lots of protections in place for their safety and ours. And they really are very adaptable, and that carries right into when they go into private care too.
Now, what is the facility like? I mean, are you only able to hold like 200 horses? I mean, how big is this is this facility to comfortably hold X amount of horses?
Right. The facility is pretty big, actually, and anybody is welcome to come out and see that. And we'll talk about the hours here in a little bit. But it's divided into multiple large pen spaces. And we divide the horses by age and sex, typically. For horses that haven't been gelded, we obviously don't want to have any reproduction at the facility.
Outbreak.
But yeah, we'll separate animals when they're at the corrals, and they'll have their, you know, big facility spaces. We can hold probably 1,100-ish animals out there at a time. And then we feed every morning. You know, they always have access to water. And the public is welcome to come out. We have a gravel road that drives around the entire facility, and we call that our auto tour. And the public is welcome to drive around there, and you get up close access to all the pens where all the animals are. So that's a great way to see what's available and just kind of see how things are laid out and how the facility works.
Wow. Now, when it comes to the gatherings, mm-hmm. are those open to the public, like out in the, say that you're gathering at the base of the Steens or something like that? Is it open to the public?
Right. So a good example, in August, we're planning to gather 600 to 700 horses from the South Steens herd management area. So for those of you familiar with the Steens, this would be where you go in towards South Steens Campground or Riddle Brothers Ranch in that area. So the gather operations are open to the public for observation. But there are some pretty rigid guidelines that go with those because the operation is done through contracting, like we talked about. And so there's really tight safety restrictions for those, including the distance that people can be from the helicopter. So the public is welcome to view. You're going to be stuck with me all day, so you're welcome. And we'll be in, you know, kind of a remote area, hidden, and just try to be in the best and closest place we can be to see animals moving across the landscape, moving into the capture site, just seeing as much as we can of the operation while being in a safe place for us and for the animals.
Now, you said, because we're running out of time, holy smokes, what are the hours of the facility to where people can go up there and check it out or if they're interested in adoption?
Sure. The facility hours are typically Monday through Friday, 8 to 3. Sometimes you might go out there and the gate might be shut, and that could be shut for a number of reasons, whether it's staffing or, you know, we're doing a gelding procedure or something where we don't want any disruptions that would make it unsafe for the animal or the people. But most of the time, it's typically 8 to 3. You can just come on out and drive around. And we also have an adoption office there, which is usually staffed with someone you can go in and talk to and ask any questions that you might have.
Now, do you have to check in anywhere when you go up there?
You don't have to check in at all. You're welcome to just come and drive around and check things out and leave at your leisure. The only reason we would need to see you is if you had questions or wanted some help with something.
Now, what about like touching the horses and stuff like that? Is that kind of like, probably shouldn't?
Well, good luck. They are not even going to consider being close enough to you to be touched. So that's not really an option. Sometimes will get out and approach the fences. It's not a huge deal because the animals aren't going to be close enough to you to disturb them much anyway. Most people just stay in their vehicles and look at them from afar.
Around. Yeah. Now, how many people are up there working up there? And are they all BLM employees or are they volunteers?
Everybody that works at the facility is an employee. We have a facility manager who oversees everything that happens there with the people and the animals. We have a program analyst who works in the adoption office and does a lot of that processing for paperwork. And then we have some wild horse wranglers is their job titles. And they're really the people that handle the animals the most. You know, they'll go out into the pens on horseback, bring horses in, do some processing in the chutes, all of those things. They do a lot of the hands-on work with the animals.
And how do they determine that this horse or this burro is ready for adoption?
Well, timeline-wise, they're ready for adoption as soon as they've been through the process. As soon as they're aged, freeze-marked, fully vaccinated,
okay.
You know, their hooves are in good order. As soon as those things happen, they're ready to go.
Wow, so it's literally a turnaround.
It could be pretty quick.
Wow, in and out. Well, I cannot wait to hear more information and get the story and everything, the release from you guys about the collection, because I always get that from you, about the gather that's happening in August. So I look so incredibly forward to that. And thank you so much for coming on and talking about the wild horse
facilities. Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning right around 8:30 when I have Alexis Scott with the Water Resources Department. Thanks for listening and chat with you guys tomorrow.
That's another edition of Harney County Live, every weekday morning on 92.7 KZHC.
In addition to top-notch services and technology, Harney District Hospital boasts highly trained, licensed medical professionals who are ready to care for you in a friendly, comfortable environment. At Harney District Hospital, you aren't just a number. You are a neighbor receiving quality care from your neighbors. Learn more about the hospital online at harneydh.com. That's harneydh.com. Thank you for choosing Harney District Hospital as your healthcare partner.
Paying your fuel bill sucks. I get it. Energy and transportation needs are expensive. But you know, there are worse things, like digging a hole by hand, digging an even bigger hole, digging a bigger hole, and hitting the sewer line. Well, at Ed Staub & Sons, we hope to minimize the pain. We realize how much of a family's budget must be spent on their energy necessities. Give us a call at 573-2622 and ask about products and services to save you money. Ed Staub & Sons, energy, community, service.
Hello, Heinz residents. Livestock permits are required. The city requires a permit to be allowed to maintain livestock, 4-H animals, poultry, fowl, or bees. These permits are free and need to be approved by the city council. Please pick up your packet at City Hall. Chickens are allowed with an approved permit, allowing for no more than 6 adults and no roosters, no more than 2 fowl other than chickens, and no more than 2 livestock under 9 months of age. Thank you.